The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. My message today is for all of us, for all of you. You need to take your post and report for duty. You belong to the army of the Lord, and we operate under the leadership of our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of our God. His ways of doing things, His plan, let us put it into action and His perfect will. We need to fight for our country. We need to pray for one another. And we need to obey the Great Commission. We need to preach the gospel of good news. Yes, we have lots of challenges ahead. Tumultuous times are upon us. But if we take our post, we have an assured victory in Christ Jesus. Why? Because who we are in Him. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Every fear, every challenge, we're going to conquer. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 says, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 22. Day after day, men came to help David until he had a great army like the army of God. Okay? If we're going to go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, our weapons, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We are the only beings on this earth that are born again, born twice, born of the water, and born of the Spirit. And it is true that the weapons we fight, they're not like the weapons of the world. The weapons of the world, they use media, they use their resources, they use finances. With us, even if we don't have any money, if the media continues to ignore us or look us down or put us down, we can dance before the Lord and we got His attention. We can get down on our knees and pray, and nobody even know that we're praying. And the scripture is very clear. He's going to reward us openly and publicly. And that's what we're doing. So don't tell me that you cannot take your post. All you need to do is to obey the basic instructions from the Lord. Forgive. Don't give in to fear. Okay? And obey the Lord. Pray continuously or pray without ceasing. Pray for one another. Encourage one another. And love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. That alone, by taking your post, that alone will put you full-time in the kingdom of God. Okay? If all of us take our post and focus on our Lord Jesus Christ this year, United States of America will turn. The Lord has a need and has a calling for United States of America. And under our watch, United States of America will turn towards righteousness. Amen? It is up to the body of Christ. It is not to the world. It is up to the body of Christ. We must be united in prayer and do what we can to obey the Great Commission. You know, we will never unite with our doctrines, okay? But we can unite in obeying the Great Commission in our way, the best way that we know how. We can pray for our country. We can pray for others. Our visions and our heart's desire for the future of our children and children's children to leave a better country, a godly country, and a better future for them. We can unite with that. And we can unite that Jesus is Lord. We can unite on that. Let us focus on that. Not our doctrines, not our own belief, and not our opinions. Okay? The will of God, we must trust that the heart of God and His ways are perfect. They are better than us. Okay? So you study about the great men and women of God who have gone before us. They're ordinary people like us. And it is surprising to know that not even one of them had doctorate degree in theology or master's degree. They are ordinary people like you and I. They also had weaknesses like you and I. And some of them, they were given honorable doctorate degree in theology after they got so big, the Lord established their ministry. They won many lives for Jesus, and their ministries produced signs and miracles. So you and I, we do not have any excuse. If you say, well, I'm not anointed like them, we're all anointed. We were all given a measure of faith once we got born again. But you can pray. You can pray for our country. You can pray for others. You can always do the right thing. You can encourage others, help others, volunteer, finance the Great Commission. And you can pray. Keep in mind that the Great Commission is a commandment for all born-again Christians, no exceptions, that include men and women, young and old, poor or rich. We are supposed to preach the gospel, not just by preaching in words and looking for a podium, but by living a godly lives, by giving God all the glory. It is a commandment for all of us, okay? It is also a commandment for all of us not to give in to fear, to forgive, to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind. You don't know anything about the Bible. You didn't study school. And you have all these excuses. The Lord is faithful and mighty. He has written the laws in our hearts and in our minds. And He prophesied from the least to the greatest, we will know Him. And we don't need any man to teach us because He sent the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus and His plan for all mankind. Okay? It is a commandment for all of us. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. You and I, we may have a lot of excuses, but each and every one of us were given responsibility. So much is given, so much is required. If you're given less responsibility, then less is required of you, but there's still that less that is required of you. We need to care enough to pray for our country, to do the right thing, to leave a legacy behind, a better future for our children and our children's children. Then they will thank God because we believed, because we obeyed. The enemy has been using wicked, corrupt people, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, wicked, corrupt politicians, even those in the arts and entertainment, some, news media, social media, to bring about utter chaos, destruction, fear and confusion and division in this country. We are under attack. We're supposed to be the occupying force. So let's change. Let's change our military strategy by doing it God's way. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty in pulling down strongholds. Okay? And we are commanded in Ephesians chapter 6, pray all the time. Okay, so let's keep our watch and let us engage. You just don't stand in your Bible and said, I believe, I believe, I believe. Faith without action is dead. We are supposed to know the issues of our times. We're so supposed to identify the wiles and the strategies of the enemies. And then we go before the Holy Spirit and we pray and ask God for instruction. So in this coming presidential election, we need to be engaged. We need to focus on those issues that are dear to God's heart. Abortion is one of them. Okay? Marriage between one man and one woman is one of them. They're easy to identify. Okay? And for many Americans, they're looking forward for radical change in everything. And it will not come from the world's ways of doing things. It has to come from the higher up, from the heaven itself, for us obeying the direction from God through the Holy Spirit. So we need to engage in spiritual warfare, but not like the world does. We need to keep our opinions to ourselves. And if we do, let us get down on our knees and give them to God. And we will always do the right thing. I aired through this radio, our live stream, in many of our conferences about the prophecy that the Lord had me release in 2020. A part of that mission, when it sent me to Washington, D.C., and Joshua and with Mike and Erica, we released judgment there at the Supreme Court, that is December 6, 2020. And it already came to pass. The sign that the Lord gave us is it's going to snow in Texas, and we got it. And the main thing of that sign is the Roe versus Wade be overturned by the Supreme Court. Okay? And there are so many things, and it is recorded. We videotaped that. So we are looking forward for the manifestations of the others. But keep in mind, prophecies are conditional. His people, you and I, needs to obey God, and we need to put our trust in Him. Okay? So this is the prophecy in 2020. And said, Christina, tell my people, if they unite and they put me first and focus on me in obeying my commands, the resolution or the true outcome of the election will manifest in a matter of weeks or few months. That is, if my people will do the right thing. If my people will continue to do their own thing, then there will be a 2 years waiting, which was the mid-year election, okay? Before the godly outcome will manifest. And the same instruction, unite, focus on Him, obey Him. And we did not heed that call. And said, if my people will continue to do their own thing and not unite and not focus on me, then this country will have to wait for 4 years or longer. We are in that fourth year, my dear brothers and sisters. I repeat, in order to examine or discern prophecies, they bring glory to God, it benefits God's people. And yes, the messenger is also blessed and protected by God. Remember, in this new covenant that we're under in the kingdom of God, Revelation 19:10 in part, the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Prophecies under the new covenant always point to Christ, back to God, reconciliation, call for repentance, okay, salvation for all, hope for all. prophecies are released by prophets and should be released by prophets, not to focus on their own ministry or try to establish themselves that they're true prophet. Remember the heart of God. Those prophecies, they are not your plan, they are not your thinking, they are not your opinion, they are not the opinion of the prophets. They come from the Lord. But we have to consider always the perfect will of God, His heart, His holiness. Okay? Many prophecies since 2020 were released and they did not come to pass. Thank God for that, because that's not the perfect will of God or the timing of God. Death in the White House, in Congress, in Supreme Court, that Trump will be back in the White House, and many others. Those are the failings of the prophets of God, okay? And they will be accountable. We will be accountable to God of what we claim is thus saith the Lord. And everybody is pointing out that, and many prophets are fighting over one another. And who's the real prophets of God, who made a mistake. This is not true. And they thought that that's their ministry. That is their calling. No, they're wrong. And if they don't turn around, if you don't pray for them, they're going to hell. Because in accordance to Matthew chapter 7, they can boast to God, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons? And Jesus said, I never knew you. Okay? Because these prophets knew about the heart of God, but they never have the heart of God. Keep that in mind. We are called to the utmost standard. Okay, now, it's not just the failings of the prophets. It's the failings of many or majority of Christians. Yes, you and I, you have a responsibility too. You have failings too. And I am not afraid to point it out to you because you need to hear it. We need to wake up. Many Christians are merely spectators. I received some calls from people, or they wanted to sit with me, and they bring a list of prayer requests. Okay? What about you? If you got those prayer requests, it is your responsibility to pray for those people, pray for the situation, okay? Because our commandment is to pray without ceasing. Pray for one another. Encourage one another. Love the Lord first and foremost. Do not give in to fear. Forgive. Those are all our commandments. So many Christians, or majority of Christians, became merely spectators. They waited for these prophecies that they want to come to pass. They continued on complaining and murmuring, or just sitting around waiting for those prophecies to manifest. Okay? They relied on these prophecies alone. Remember, faith without action or without works is dead. Prophecies are conditional. And when things did not manifest, of course, they blame the prophets. Prophets blame one another, and they're still doing that. Okay? But many Christians are still spectators, criticizing others, and they wanted others to act or to pray or to prophesy like they want to. We all have responsibilities, okay? In 2 Kings chapter 2, the Lord revealed to Elisha that Elijah will be taken that day. And the Lord revealed it also to the company of prophets in Bethel, Jericho, and others. Also the same word from the Lord. They confirmed it to Elisha, and Elisha told them, I know, but say nothing of it. They became spectators on what was a life-changing, not just for the world, but for them too. But they decided that they will watch from the distance. And when Elijah was taken away, and they saw that the mantle has passed to Elisha, they offered a compromise, an unbelief, doubt to Elijah. They offered to look for Elijah's body. What a bunch of unbelievers. They opened the door for compromise and unbelief. And these are companies of prophets. So same things is what's happening in our present days. Many of those in the body of Christ became spectators and are still spectators. We all receive the same prophecy and instruction from the Lord. Focus on Jesus. Do the right thing. Unite. Forgive. Do not fear. And even in these days, many of those in the body of Christ are still not listening. They continue to walk in unbelief, continue to complain about the wickedness of political leaders and others. Let us obey this time, all right? I pray that the spirit of conviction will be upon you. I pray that the love of this country will grow and grow stronger in your hearts, that your desire to obey God, your desire to be acknowledged by Him on that day will be greater than anything. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will teach you to fall in love with Jesus all over again as if the first time. Okay? But as soon as I released this prophecy in 2020, I started talking and reminding the congregation of Freedom Fellowship Church. And I send the Freedom Fellowship Church in the Philippines, pockets in Canada, and some other parts of the world for them to continue to start praying for their country and their political leaders. I prayed for the people who will be willing to pray, united in prayer, and will obey the instructions of the Lord to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So I started a one-night corporate prayer for our country, for our leaders, and for the body of Christ. We do not accept personal prayers or bad news. So we prophesy. Those political leaders that some prophesy that they're going to die, we got down on our knees and nullified those prophecies, and we prayed for their salvation instead. And instead of praying for the death or for the judgment, we interceded for them, and we continue to pray that any wicked agenda or wicked policies that they have that they'll try to implement will fail, and that the American people will get engaged. We also reminded God, and we thank God, about the prophecy that the Lord gave me several years ago, that by His own hands, He will uproot the wicked tree or the wicked root that is in Washington, D.C., in which all the nations of the world and some of those in the body of Christ are feeding off it. Only His hand. It means to say, we believe, we obey the simple instructions that He gave us, but He will intervene on behalf of this nation for the sake of mankind. So we are praying and praising God for this. He is faithful. It may not manifest or happen in the timing or when we expect it, but we know that God is faithful. So do not be a spectator. I'm running out of time. Be proactive. You do not need a pulpit. Just get down on your knees and start praying for the country, interceding. And we will continue to praise God for His faithfulness. We will not going to agree in our doctrines, but we can agree to love God and to obey Him, that He is a holy God, that He is our Savior and our Lord, and we need to obey His instruction. And I'll continue to do that. I'm scheduled to go to the Philippines in the next few weeks. I will train the leadership. And yes, there is something happening in the Philippines. And we are prophesying and we are praying for a godly outcome, okay, throughout the country. This ministry will continue to focus in obeying God's command. But I will make sure that I'll be here after the summer all the way through the presidential election, because I wanted to pray and prophesy with the rest of you, with the ministry team, and impose God's will and release God's perfect will for this country. And I'm running out of time. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.